We're on page 58, the end of the Kabbalahs. So we're going to finish the Kabbalahs and work on the Tefillah at the end to complete the Sefer Bez Hashem. On page 58, Osud Aleph, in these final instructions that the Rebbe gave at the conclusion of the Sefer. Yud Aleph. Kol echad me'achavraya. Every single member of the chavraya, of the group, of the Bnei Machshava Tovim, told her b'chol hayom b'mizanosav. Even though he's busy the entire day earning a panasa, chayvelev shiyema b'emsa tirdosav. He's obligated. He must say in the midst of the commotion, the tumult of his daily affairs, he must say. Says Ezepam and Biyam a number of times a day. Rabbi Shlom Mimsa and the Atam and Komas and Sukanam and Nafshi Kedushasi. Rabbi Shlom, I now find myself in places that are danger, where my soul, my Kedusha is in danger. Ata Al Tazrein, you can imagine there was a long time before Manhattan. He says, Ata Al Tazrein, what is so dangerous over there in Jerusalem? What, you know, okay, well, we can imagine. Ata, we don't. To even be sensitive to such a thing, to feel such a danger. Ata al tazveini. Please, Hashem, don't abandon me. Tomorrow, Shmuel, see, Shem Yisrael, support and watch me. Shem Yisrael, guardian of Yisrael. Rabbi Loshna said, Davka tzorach alayma. Of course, the Rabbi says, you don't have to Davka use this Loshna. I'm just giving an example. Rakein zem b'chol Loshna shenayach lo. To use any Loshna that you can. Somebody was telling me that, there was a camp in the Catskills. There was a camp of Ger Hasidim, and in Ger they're very, very careful with the boys. That they're extremely insulated. They're kept in very careful. The shmira is very strong there with the boys. So someone told me that he was. There was a couple of years ago now, it's not there anymore, but there's a different place now, but there's like a makolet in Woodburn. And these boys, what happened was that the boys were going on a TU. They were going on a hike. The boys from Gil, with the whole Levush, you know, it was like 100 degrees, and they're wearing the whole thing. That's how they take them on a hike, you know, they're all dressed up. And they're going, and the counselor realized that the boys were terribly overheated. It was a brutally hot day, and they were in the woods, you know, walking around in this teal, and the boys simply, he was afraid that the boys were, God forbid, going to dehydrate, so they didn't have proper drinks, and so they didn't take with them. So the Bacher realized there was one counselor, and they're going to have to get drinks for all the boys, so he realized he's going to have to go into the grocery in town. So something, I don't know how this person, where he was, but he told me that the counselor said with the chassidim, they said Tehillim for 15 minutes, that they'll send into town, into the grocery, two or three of the boys to go on this mission, this dangerous mission, to get some soda and to bring it back to the woods. And they said, and they were saying Tehillim that the Baruch Shem should save them, that they shouldn't chalila be nichshel with what they see with their eyes. In the summer, to go into a place and people might not be dressed properly, right? So then they had a whole sedum to him, you know, that they should have a shmira going into town. These two, and when they came back, so that everybody says, "Well, you matzliach, yeah." And it was okay. Was it all right? Did it work out? And so Chaz de Hashem, you know, we didn't lift our eyes up, and we were able to get the soap. You know, so we hear such a thing. You think, "Dude, they're crazy," you know? Then he says, "They're the only normal people in the world." The rest of us are crazy. What we have our heads up the whole day. Does a person think, does it even register, b'chlal, that they're so sensitive to Kedusha? You can't say this. You say this maisa, you know, if you say this maisa on the street, how misunderstood it would be. But raised in such a way of Kedusha and kept so carefully. I'm not talking about whether that's the right pass or the wrong pass. That's not the point of telling this over. The point is that there's such a sensitivity to what the eyes see, the Shmir Sinai. That a person realizes that when he goes out just to earn a panosa, what kind of a sakana there is. Now you don't have to be such a darshan to figure it out these days. But even then, to that during the day a person should remind himself that there's a Baruch Shalom, and should ask the Baruch Shalom to protect him and to watch him, that he shouldn't chalila fail, and that he's in a place that he's in a place that that is misuping, is dangerous. That each one should look at the other, and every member of the chabur, of the chavraya, of the group, as somebody who's mibnei aliyah, a person who's striving for greatness. They should respect and look at each person, should look at the other in such a way. He should be very respected and very precious in your eyes. Because he is one of the bnei hanaviim. And you know that the Rebbe in a number of places has told us that a ben Navi doesn't mean that he's able, that he's a prophet. All the Jewish people are called bnei Navim. Bnei Navim, hey, bnei Navim, hey, hanach lahem. The Gemara says in Pesachim that the Jews are bnei Navim, which the Rebbe means not just that we're the descendants of prophets, but that we have a certain prophetic quality in us. That a Jew has a certain special sense for holiness. Like you say the word Ben Torah. Ben Torah, what does that mean? Means his father was the Torah? No, what Ben Torah means, or Bas Torah means, that that a person who is deeply connected to Torah is called a Ben Torah. Just like in the house, you have someone that was over a lot, you brought up, it's called a Ben Bayis, or a Bas Bayis. It doesn't mean that the person, what does it mean, is the child of the house? It means that even though even after that person has left the house, and he's no longer living there in the house, because of the deep connection that he had, wherever he goes in life, that remains with him. He feels a connection to all the to the ways that were established in that place. That's a Ben Bayis. So the Rebbe says a Ben Navi. It doesn't mean that a Jew is a Ben Navi. It doesn't mean that he's a descendant of prophets. What does that say? He comes from the Nevi'im. No, a Ben Navi means that even after Nevi'ah has left us, even after we no longer have prophecy, a Ben Navi is a person who is sensitive to the existence of some dimension beyond this world. Something means there's something beyond this world that has meaning to him. That's called the Ben Navi. So he says that you should look at each of the members of the Chavraya as a Ben Navi. And each of the individuals who are members of this Chavraya, of the Bnei Machshava Tova, each one has given his life over in such a way to be committed to this holiness, to bring Hashem into his life in a special way. Yud Gimel. What if there's somebody who wants to join? Now again, these are instructions, sort of bylaws for the Bnei Machshava Tova. So he says that if there's a chaver gam yir acheres yiskabel achever, if there's somebody who wants to come, if there's somebody from another city who wants to belong, we can be arranged. V'yimtzilo chaver bi'ir yisnagu kanal. V'imlav yisnagu ba'atzma kichol ha'shev shelo. If it's possible for them to form in another city, they could form a chavraya also, if they're going to follow the regulations and that have been established here. If not, he himself can behave in such a way. And if they're from another city, there should be a meeting. They should join together with the groups from another city. They should join together at least once a year. For a few days, not to make a convention and to advertise in all the newspapers and to have famous public speakers and to make a tumult. That's not the point of this gathering. To come to one place, to be together. These should be days of great effort in serving Hashem and preachers being separated from the rest of the world. To have conversations, to discuss what changes have taken place, what have they done during the year to work on themselves. How to devote one's entire life to serving Hashem. What can be done from this day and on to commit ourselves more to the service of Hashem? That's what the discussions are about. If you have reached, and we have, Baruch Hashem, the Rebbe says, if you have reached this point in reading this kuntres, in reading this small sefer, And if you see that you've stumbled into a place where you didn't expect to, and you don't feel that you belong, and after reading this safe, you might think that we, the members of the Bnei Machshava Tova, that we're there were a group of Batlonim, of strange people who do nothing, just sit around. Batlonim. I say Zay Seifa. Luman Chulamanenu Vazayv Ad Meheiras Chavrasenu. He says, at this point, I beg you, for your own sake and for our sake, get out of here. As he says, if you're not ready for this, then not that, in terms of learning. Again, remember that this was written for people who were part of the Bnei Machshava Tov and people who were thinking of joining the Bnei Machshava Tov. This wasn't a sefer that was necessarily written for posterity, for Jews to learn 30, 40 years, 50 years in the future, on a Friday morning around some coffee. That's not necessarily how the Rebbe intended it to be learned. So he says that if you see this country, if they're going through the entire country, is that we're like it's an odd group and we're a bunch of Batlanim, people are wasting their lives, wasting time, then please leave, you don't belong here. Go back to your swamp, go back to your swamp, and we're going to turn and march towards Hashem. Avlim roya ata shedakeinu darkecha. On page 59, however, if you do sense that the derech that we're talking about here, that this path is a path that appeals to you, that it is your derech, you would like, not that you're there yet, but it's a derech that you can hear, it makes sense to you. V'sasher chipasnu anu gam ata mechapes, and that which we're searching for, you're also searching for. You might not be ready, as he says in a minute, but you're searching. We have similar aspirations, similar hopes and ideals of what to become, of what to do with our lives. But in your heart, you feel tzibroch, and your heart is broken. That even after you finish the sefer, vacha sheshinashta v'shalashta, you've reviewed it a second time, a third time. After reading it a few times, the countries, you still don't feel that you've come to the place where God is. You don't feel that you're on that level. You don't feel that this is for you. That you can handle it. In terms of what you see, what we're talking about, the first part of the sefer, how to think, how to control one's thoughts. Lehagosha, in terms of what you're feeling emotionally. Lehmachshava lehislavus, not with thought and not with hislavus. You don't feel that excitement that. That we've been talking about. Even though, in other words, the Rebbe says, I have no problem with anybody like that. Somebody who feels that you look, that you would like, you would hope one day you want to come to this way of serving Hashem. Even though it hasn't worked for you until now, he says, don't let your heart fall. Don't let your spirit fall. Remember that from earth to heaven it's a distance of 500 years. So you're upset that you haven't reached heaven in one jump, in one leap. You haven't reached heaven. You've fallen. We trust completely in Hashem. That if you continue in this path, if you continue following this way, Targish as Zahore or Ha'elyon, you will begin also to sense, to feel those rays of a higher light. Veskedushas Hashem shenichnasu benafshecha gufcha v'atzmeisecha, and the light of Hashem will penetrate into your soul, to your body, to your essence. Kal kol panim taschil esnayig anhagi yosem zukacha. Regardless, even if your feelings are not uplifted, even if you're not so inspired to such a level, certainly, at least you will take upon yourself to behave, to act in a way that is more refined. The kolim yanei gufcha nafshecha, in all matters of your body and soul. Machshaveisecha teschana lachshav v'lios acheres ma'asher adata. Certainly, if you study this and you try to apply some of these things, your thoughts will begin to, your way of thinking will begin to change. You won't have the same kind of thoughts that you've had until now. V'achakach, you will see eventually tesayir v'tesragish b'tfilasechir, so you will become more awakened and you will feel more in your davening. You will slowly begin to learn how to use all the events of your life, all that you're living through, as we were learning in the Sefer, whether it's an event that's a simcha, something that's causing you to feel joy, or if it's an event that, God forbid, causes you to feel shvius alev, brokenhearted.
to all of these events, you will learn more and more lahitzi al yodin, how to extract, how to draw out from yourself your nefesh, your soul, lekras daida, to approach Hashem with tahara b'tahara, you learn how to purify your soul. Tilmud eich, I mean, this is what the whole sefer was about. He's just reviewing everything. Tilmud eich l'estaka b'chal mitzvah estaklus ha-nefesh. You will learn eventually how to see each mitzvah through the eyes of the soul. Tizkal kol panim ma'atam esiris ha-nefesh b'kriyishon b'chal guv shom anafshecha. And you will learn slowly. You will come to a point where you're able to feel some esiris nefesh, some giving over of your life when you say Shema. To be prepared to give over your body and your soul to Hashem. And you will slowly, a little bit, you've already lifted yourself up. You don't realize it. You're becoming an Isha Ruach, a man of spirit. You're no longer a behemoth. You're no longer an animal that's stuck. You're already a person that's an Isha Ruach. If you go over this 2, 3, 4 times and you begin to try to apply some of these things, you'll see that there are changes. You're an Isha Ruach. And then a certain way of looking at things, a more sublime way of seeing things, will begin to make itself known within you. Lirais is kedusha sahida ha'hadu noziv ha'ilam b'chaldav. You will begin to see the splendor and the glory of the Master of the world and everything. Rias halalu imki mitzares tiyana bereshis. And even though in the beginning would only be a drop, there'll only be a tiny amount of such a feeling. You will see that each time this will become greater, it will grow, and it'll become something that's more a part of your life. You'll eat them yoiset kufis, and it'll happen more frequently. And ultimately, you will not remain the rest of your life a man of the field, like an Esav. Rak ben olam haba. But you'll become a person, a ben olam haba, again, someone who is connected to Olam Haba, gam ba'ilcha ba'ilam hazeh, even though you're still in this world, chazak v'nes chazek Hashem itanu, be strengthened, Hashem is with us. Now he concludes, we're concluding with a tefillah. Now, if someone wasn't here to learn the entire sefer, at least the majority of the sefer, so then the tefillah is something which is difficult to understand, but for those who were here from the beginning, so there's no question that the tefillah is something like all tefillahs, that when there's an idea, but the idea is still floating around in you, it hasn't become integrated into who you are, the most powerful way to bring an idea down into your life, that you should be able to live a certain way and to apply an idea, is with the tefillah. And therefore it's very remarkable that the tefillahs were inserted here. The Rebbe does not that the Rebbe said that we have to say this tefillah at the end of the Bnei Machshava Teiva, but those who prepared these ksavim, these writings, the manuscript, included the tefillah here at the end to help us, and to have a sense from where the Rebbe was coming from and where he's trying to take us. And the Rebbe himself, in the parentheses, is Likut Ezes Ragshias Miyam Tevim Befat Bezmane Rekudin, that a gathering of some feelings that I had from Yontiv, particularly during the time of the dancing. Tafre Sari Gimel Rabbeinu Shlalom, Master of the Universe. I mean, it's difficult to translate. Rabbeinu Shlalom, Master of the Universe, Shamea Kol Bechias, the one who listens to the sound of tears, of crying. Matasim Kol Demos Yisrael, what are you going to do with all the tears of the Jewish people? Shenishbechu kol kach habe ma'ay, that have been spilt so many tears that the Jewish people have cried. Bimei haratzon ha'elu, during these days of ratzon, meaning it was Roshani, it was a tefillah that was Simchas Torah. This was Simchas Torah, he was feeling this. So he says, what are you going to do with all the tears that the Jewish people have cried during these days?
What year is Tetzach? It's much before the war.
That's 33. Umatasim kol yemei hadmos shenishbichu be'esrim shonim ha'achrayinis. And what are you going to do, Hashem, with the ocean, with all the tears that have been spilt over these past 20 years? V'nigru mimeis ha'neviim v'ad'ata. And what about all the tears that have been flowing from the days of the prophets until now? Hayim chas v'shom tovid is kol nahari eish kodesh kamayim. God forbid, are all these flaming rivers of holiness, are they all going to be lost? They're all going to dry up. They're going to be ignored. umatasin dimaisecha, and not only our tears, but Rabbi Shalom, what are you going to do with your tears? Shatamari kivyachol b'chol yom al chur b'neinu v'al tzaraseinu, that every day Hashem you cry over our destruction, our tzaras. Shamea kol b'chias, the one who hears this, the sound of a Jew crying. Harbe aylamas b'rasa, you created many worlds. Ubriyos ein mispa b'chol echad mehem asisa, and there are an infinite amount of creatures that exist in each of them that you've made. And amongst all of these creatures and angels and everything that exists, only man has been chosen to serve you. The rest of creation turns its back to you. And Hashem, your adnus, your kingship, your presence in the world, they have cast aside the rest of creation. The Rak Ha'ish Yisrael, and only a Jew, who are Yechidi B'chol Elam Chazah, is the only one in this world, Asher B'chol Libo V'Nav Shalucha Oved, with all of his heart and soul, is serving you. My wife read me last night. We got something in the mail from the yeshiva in Peekskill. So Rabbi Kinarik wrote over there, the Rosh Yeshiva, there was from the Rosh Yeshiva that when he was in Kamenitz, he learned in Kamenitz by Rabbi Ochber, one of the great yeshivas of Lutta. So he says that in Kamenitz there was a Kabrina Shtivel. There was a Chassidish Shtivel from Kabrina Chassidim. And he said that these were the poorest Jews in all of Kamenitz, that on Shabbos they used to eat black bread and a piece of herring. On Shabbos, they had black bread and a piece of herring. And he remembers in Kamenitz that in the Kabrina Shtibel, on Friday night after davening, they would dance Keseder for 2 or 3 hours, the Chassidim. These Chassidim who had nothing to look forward to but a piece of black bread and a shtickle herring on Shabbos, they would dance for 2-3 hours, and he remembers passing by, and he says that he used to pass by, and he remembers that he would hear them. They had a niggun that they used to sing. I remember said in Yiddish it was, maybe it's like this, maybe it's like that, maybe we're not so good, maybe we're not so great, but Yidden, but we're still Yidden, we're still Jews. And they used to have a record like this for 2-3 hours. Mikamchi Yisrael. To understand such a thing, is a shebechol liba v'nav shalecha oyvei. But only a Jew is the one who serves you with all of his heart and soul. Compassionate Father, you know that it's for your sake that the Jew is beaten, that the Jew is suffering. And look, see, their tears and the essence of their souls, which literally the moisture of their souls, the crying of their souls that's flowing like water, why is it? It's for your sake. Va'ata tacharish, and you are going to be silent. Kol ha'olam b'shvilcha yisodim b'charfim. The entire world mocks us and insults us. Why? Only because we serve you. That's why the world mocks us and insults us. Va'al sheinene kofim b'chachas v'shalom kemohem. And because we have decided not to reject you like they have. Ayisonu makim, that's why we're beaten. Isn't it bad enough that our enemies are beating us, and you too are going to add and hurt us? You're going to beat us as well. We run for you from the teeth of these lions. We try to escape to you. And then you hide your holy face from us. We strengthen ourselves to call out. Yeshlanu av b'shamayim. We have a Father in heaven. Va'ata shari shamayim ba'adcha tizkar. And you close the gates of heaven. Ve'sakasenu chasashom le'takshiv. And our screams you don't hear. Hein gam chaitim anu. It's true that we sin. It's true that we're sinners. We do aveiras. Hein yeshlanu mekatrigim b'marim. It's true that there are prosecuting angels that are working against us in heaven. Avu Rabbanu Shalom, but Master of the Universe. Shemea kol b'chiyas. The one who hears a Jew crying. Hine avru yomim naroim yomim kol kach kedoshim. days of great holiness, the Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and all of this have passed, that are so holy. Yom Runa Hamastinim. Let those prosecuting angels, let them astinim, let them akatrigim, the ones who have tainus against Jews. Ask those angels in Shemayim that have bad things to say about our avayers. Ask them if there's anybody else in the world who gets up to say slichas. In those days, that slichas wasn't at 10 o'clock at night, the night before, and it wasn't at 2 minutes earlier before davening. And ask those dark angels whether or not there were tkiyas that were blown from the shofar by anybody else in the world. And who was causing there to be such a bright light shining in the higher universe, in the higher world, if not what? Zulus Yisrael, B'kdushas Yom Kippurim, the Jewish people, the holiness of Yom Kippur. B'sukkah, who sat in the sukkah, luluv aminah, who took a luluv, yavov, ya'idu, mastinim gam ya'idu. Let those angels come, let them testify. I dare them, I challenge them to testify against us, the Rebbe says. V'atamas, look inside. We don't have a... V'atamastinim, it's good to look inside, the Isis machkimais. A Torah can be Baal Peh, but when it's a tefillah, one has to look in the siddur, right? That's what I'm saying. Va'ata mastinim, and you, he says to the prosecuting angels. Va'ata mastinim, eichli tiru l'katrik Yisrael. I don't understand. Aren't you afraid to say bad things about Jews? He says to these prosecuting malachim, aren't you afraid to makatrik Yisrael? Next page. Af michaita v'etzenu v'shoyim me'menu, from the one who cuts trees to the one who's a vasatrega, who schleps water. Lomas Zeloites Daza, why aren't you trembling before every Jew? You're saying bad things about Jews, about their various. You should be trembling before the Vasatrager, before the water carrier. Why aren't you trembling? Lomel Fonov Rakman Ha'ain Seifer Ha'ain Tachlis Asher Bekibo Tachlis. I'm not saying you have to be afraid of a water carrier, but you should be afraid of the infinite God that resides inside that water carrier. The infinite God to whom that water carrier is devoted, is committed to the water, to whom the water carrier offers his life. You're not afraid of that infinite God who fills the life of that water carrier. Kidu'una, I want you to know, he says to these angels, to the Yetzirah, to the Satan, Sheba'erach Golus Ha'ayuma Behesta Mufchan Hazeh, that in this long and horrible Golus, this terrifying Golus, and the horrifying concealment, this period of God's concealment, Shemaisi Yisrael Kilo Einim Noigim Lamala, that it might seem as if the actions of the Jewish people don't affect, don't touch God, don't make a difference. V'kol Yisrael Afatayv Shebekebenu Kilo Chasa Sholom Ha'ayi Kedai L'Tapavo, and it seems that even the best Jew, even the greatest tzaddik, is someone who doesn't receive any attention from above. He's not worthy of any attention. Kol ha'olam loichem negdo. The entire world is fighting, is at war with this Jew. Ki'ilu gam mimor mashlichem ha'aso. And it seems that even from heaven he's being thrown aside. Choshech yichases kol. Darkness covers everything. Ein novi asher eslev choshech yavrik. We don't have a prophet that could shine some sense, that could bring some light into our lives. V'loi choyza asher berkayim koshles yames. There's no prophet who can strengthen the knees that are buckling. Pachad yivchad lev kolamistakel. Whoever sees, any heart that sees this is filled with fear. Vashevetz yeichaz es kolamizbeinin, and any heart that thinks about this, it will shrivel, will be cramped in pain. As kol ishi solamam v'ashem mekoshav avadoso. Even now, he says, you should know. He says to these malachim that every Jew who believes in God and is attached to the service of God, Rakoyach ain't seifihu. The only way he's able to do that is because there is an infinite strength that's within him. This is something that was before it got terrible. It was already, things were not so great anymore. It wasn't going too well by this time, but it wasn't yet the Holocaust. He says, how could a Jew continue under these conditions where he feels that the whole world has pushed him aside, and as if heaven itself has rejected him? It's only because there's a koach ein sofi. It's because there's an infinite strength within a Jew. Gam atem makatrigim. So you too, ain't these prosecuting angels. B'seisu levavchem tespalu. You should be astounded in the secret places of your heart. U'bedaitachem avkoach et yeseinu loitasigu. you should know that you can't understand at all. You don't understand even the koch of the simplest Jew, you're not capable of understanding. He says to these malachim, like koch adam koch hasenu, we're not human beings. It's not human strength that keeps us going. Viskashu hasenu b'yisbarach achmi soy milan isgav, and our attachment to God is something which is hidden even to the angels above. Ha'einsef b'koich ha'abilti mugbol dar af b'yaldeinu. The strength of the infinite God dwells even in our children. V'zeu ha'kol. And that is everything. T'nu kovod l'melech ha'kovod asher b'kabeinu. At least honor the great King Hashem who dwells within us. V'al tas yaneinu pachaduus Hashem alochav v'al t'katri gunu. Instead of speaking against us, be filled with fear. Be filled with the fear of Hashem that dwells within each Jew. Va'atim neshomas kedoshes, and you now, he turns to the souls of the tzaddikim, of the Ovis, of Avim Yitzchak and Yaakov, of all the prophets who are in Shemayim. Va'atim neshomas kedoshes, holy souls, avoseinu nevienu, our fathers, our prophets, kedoshenu, our holy ones. Meroish va'ad soif, from the beginning of our people till this moment. Lama za'atim mechashim leis kazos, how could you remain silent at this time? You want to know why was Gan Eden shining in such a way? You're enjoying. In other words, he's saying to the office that it's tzaddikim in Gan Eden, in paradise. You like it there, huh? It's pretty good. You're enjoying your stay in Gan Eden. And who do you think caused Gan Eden to be such a place? Who do you think is supplying the energy, the light for Gan Eden? Who do you think is keeping Gan Eden going that you're able to enjoy your stay in Gan Eden? That's what he says. Mehei lachem kol kachas Gan Eden biyom kedoshim hayl. Who caused the Gan Eden to shine in such a way these last days that you've noticed with Shonim Kippur, the Gan Eden was so gishmak, it was so enjoyable? And we own the Baba that is saying, if not from these miserable worlds down in the physical world who are continuing to serve Hashem despite all these things, we're the ones that caused Gan Eden to shine in such a way for you. And you were enjoying your dancing with the King during these days. You had better dancing in Shemayim and Gan Eden more than the rest of the year. You're of course beyond all physical life and you're above time. So why should one day be different from another day? In other words, aren't you wondering what's been going on recently? Why there's some special light that even in your place of Gan Eden there's something special that's been happening? Aren't you wondering? Isn't for you, you're above time, so why should anything be different from one day to the next? But you know why it's different? So I'll tell you why. The dancing and the joy of Jews and Simchas Torah has caused all of this. That when a Jew dances in this world before Hashem, the essence of a Jewish soul is revealed. And that great collective soul of the Jewish people that began with what? That at the beginning is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the end is a hedyot shebi yameinu, the simple water carrier. That has danced this entire yontiv with great joy before Hashem. Can it be any other way? Is it possible that this joyous service of the Jewish people in this world should not bring joy to Hashem? Is it possible that when we dance here in this world, that all of the neshamas, all of the souls, and all of the angels above are not dancing with us? A Jew is constantly carrying upon himself the yoke of service of Hashem. Look how much effort the Jews have put into dancing, into rejoicing before Hashem on Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Ve'av sherak achav Hashanim Yom Kippurim she'avor lo av yiskela. It's only because a Jew is on such a level of purifying himself after Hashanim Kippur. K'shemaschil eslayiv b'simcha. When a Jew begins to rejoice, and he becomes excited, yismar melibobo, he begins to feel a bitterness in his heart. B'met tismach k'sheyisrael af yedidech v'ata kolkach b'tzara shkurim b'daigus amusam. When a Jew begins to dance in this world, suddenly he's filled with a bitterness, and he begins to worry, and he begins to think, how could you be so happy? How could you dance when there are other Jews who are suffering so terribly? When there are other Jews who are immersed in tzaras? and who have so many worries. V'yishchazik v'yomer. So a Jew can only dance because he strengthens himself to say, Im eloikai ani samech ata, I'm rejoicing with my God this moment. Hashem haram v'nisa la'ela mikol ha'ilam, as God, you are above. You transcend all worlds. Af malachim ma'ila shalom l'makim kevaydai, that even the angels above can't understand your dwelling place, your holiness. Hu elokei nafshi ruchi v'nishmasi, this God, despite all of this, that there's suffering, there's misery, and everybody is broken, but this God is the God of my soul, of my ruach, of my neshama. And with this God and the Torah that He's given me, with great love, I'm able to rejoice. Hakol batal ata. Nothing exists now. You know, this was a prophetic thing because I'm sure that you know, you've read about the Piyazetzna. And if you haven't read about the Piyazetzna, I'm sure that you heard how Rav Shlomo used to say, the story over about how the Piyazetzna came in that Simchas Torah to dance after his family was killed. How the first days of Sukkot, the Piyazetzna couldn't daven together with the Jews that were hiding there in Warsaw, the last Jews in Warsaw, and how the Rebbe couldn't join them. He was Sotze Brochen, the beginning of Yontif, and they didn't know what was going to be. His son, the great Tzaddik, died. There was a bombing, and he died from his suffering. His Rebbetzin, his mother, his daughter-in-law were all killed. And at that Simchas Torah, when the Rebbe came in to daven, and they didn't know what they were going to have. You know, the Rebbe was the last tzaddik in the Warsaw Ghetto, and they didn't know what they were going to have. Rikudim, was there going to be hakafis? That Simchas Torah, nobody knew, because they hadn't heard from the Rebbe. And they said when the Rebbe came that Simchas Torah, that the davening, they never heard a davening in their lives. Those who survived, they said they never heard such a davening. And the hakafis was with great danger. It was at a time of unbelievable danger. The whole world was falling apart. The hakafis of the tzaddik, at that time. The hakafis at that time. So the Rebbe's saying here, that a Jew is able to rejoice with the Torah, he's able to rejoice with Hashem. Hakol, I'm able to rejoice with Hashem. Hakol batlat. This moment, he says, nothing else exists. Ein oilem v'loy daigas. There is no world, and there are no worries. Like guf, there's no body. V'loy tzaris, there's no suffering. Imo yizbarach v'kol kaich ani mefazes. Together with you, Hashem, I dance. V'lifnei kvayd ani reikei. Before your glory, I dance. V'tisayin an efesh v'tadabar alish b'libo. So the soul is speaking to a person. Tell me something. You begin to worry. You're thinking, you want to dance this way, but you want to feel like this. But then something inside of you tells you, asks you the question, what makes you into a Jew? What kind of a Jew are you that you should rejoice in such a way? What makes you think that he wants to dance with you so much? What shaykhus do you have? What connection do you have with God that you should be worthy to dance before Him? Hayim, avadoschel afan of Yisbarach. Is your service before Hashem? Yosef ke'erach avaydu le'insa. It's crossed out here. Haisa, yeah. Hayim avadoschel afan of Yisbarach. Haisa ke'erach avaydu le'insa. Do you feel that the way that you served Hashem, or Shani Yom Kippur, the way that you davened and so on, do you feel that it's worthy of God, of the infinite God? And have you taken care of me, the soul, in a way that a portion of God deserves to be taken care of? How dare you? How do you have the courage and how do you have the goal to rejoice with the God of Israel? You have to get up and scream. Are you, God forbid, going to take God away from me now also? Are you going to say that I have no connection to Hashem? Rabbi Shalom Ata Yadeya, Master of the Universe, you know. Shemuchlani b'chol eisa b'chol shah, that I am prepared every single moment of my life, limso nafshi b'shvilcha, to give up my life for you. Hein emesh shebuchol avadasi, it's true that with all of my, and how I try to serve you, l'fierach k'dulasa k'dushascha, in proportion to your greatness and your holiness, Mu'um al-Khal al-Nasati, I haven't given you anything my whole life. But I stick out my neck for you. It's hard to believe that he, you know, that he didn't see what was going to happen to him. With all of my strength, I rejoice in you. And for your glory, for your honor, I dance. Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashreichem Yisrael. How fortunate the Jewish people are. And the smile of HaNefesh v'mesh ha'enim ha'segis, the soul is filled with those things which a person can't even understand. V'yoyse mikfish yada'as smecha. And the soul is rejoicing with more than she understands. She doesn't understand why she's so filled with joy. It's not that right now during the dancing that we have some hasogis, that we're able to, that we're understanding, we're thinking of something Kabbalistic, that we're in such a madrega. It's not like now we have different images and thoughts in our minds. Or Hashem, v'simcha kadosh v'malu v'meikif v'sakol. The light of Hashem and the joy of that holiness fills us and surrounds us. And that's what's dancing. That God has chosen you. And only to you He's given His Torah. It could be that maybe this is going to cause the wall of iron to fall between us and Hashem. But kol chatzitz al kol panim l'shon is battled, and at least the separation for a moment has been taken away. V'atam pamal yishomala sarfei kel, and you angels above, burning angels, fiery angels. That you're able to see and to experience true spirituality. You're able to see thoughts as if they physically exist, and your eyes are thought as something which is real. Imruna, tell me. Have you ever seen such a creature? Have you ever heard of anything like a Jew? On the day of his joy, he stands up, he's moises, he gives his life over, he gives his soul over. And he rejoices. Don't just see the perspiration of his hisrakshus, of his emotional outburst of the Jew who's dancing. Don't only see the tears that are flowing, the tears of joy. Don't just see the tears that are flowing, see the blood that's flowing. Dam shchut ha-shoytef. The blood of someone who's been slaughtered is flowing. And still this Jew rejoices all of his strength. And to the honor of Hashem, he's dancing for Hashem's honor and the honor of the Torah. So you too must be rejoicing without in our simcha. So how could you be silent? If you like, if you enjoy our simcha, if the malachim, you enjoy our simcha in heaven, and in the shamas of our ancestors, you enjoying our simcha, and you dance. So all of a sudden, when it comes to our tzaris, you're silent. Until when will you be silent? How long will you hold yourselves back? We no longer have the strength to take this. And we don't have the spirit to strengthen ourselves. Fathers who are asleep in Chevron, wake up. And all you tzaddikim from earlier generations, wake up. Rachmim tzaku, call out for Hashem's mercy. It's called the Maseinu Shalatshuv Vasimcha. Isvu tzaku vizaku. Gather all the tears of our tshuva and of our joy. Gather them together and scream and yell. As kolayilum is harishu, make a noise in all of the worlds. Ad yira Hashem, until Hashem will see v'yokim lekarvenu, that Hashem will rise up to bring us near. V'chol tzar chaseinu haruchnis v'gufonis hayidus v'shein hayidus yeshenu, and He will save us and bring us salvation with all of our physical and spiritual needs, even that which we don't know. And why is it? These oceans and rivers of holy tears, that the tears themselves, how can they be silent? How was the powerful noise of the tears, how is that noise silenced? How did it become silent? That their tears are like huge waves, pounding waves, rising one over the other. So he says, "Chayni ves kol pigei Yisrael asharish, v'rami lagala kol lechavrata v'chavarti mi'chavrasi mi'shavkes mi'dei ba'alma deleishatavtei." How is it possible that these oceans of tears are not destroying the world? How is it that they're lost? And Yisyanu v'navdei, as kol sainei pigei Yisrael amarek, that these tears should have these oceans, these rivers and oceans of tears should have the ability to wash away all Jewish suffering, all of our enemies, all of our pain. Kol Evan, Gam Kol Ziza, She Yastin Lingoif, Afahedit Mi Yisrael, the slightest stone or the slightest thing that in any way could hurt even the smallest little Jew. Bishorsho Erker, I must uproot with these tears. The oceans must uproot any of these things. Kerlis Maim Rabim Yarishu, Vesufa Vesari Yazafu. These great noises, they should make this great noise and the storm. Vakibul mevayit berikin v'zdaza teresa alfe alma v'goye b'chiv and so on. It should be able to have the strength. These oceans of tears should have the strength to kick away, to kick aside, and to cause trembling in 12,000 worlds. Shag yishal gal nevehu v'ochis trein d'morin l'goyomer rabba. Like it says in the Zohar Kodesh, that the two tears should fall into the great ocean. Kedein Isar shall huviso miseit mistart sofnu botish rucha chada mistart sofnu v'azlu v'shata ba'alma, to awaken, to arouse the fire of that side of the north. He was all talking about Sisrei Torah here. V'soy umas ha'olam cholim v'roidim hinei zeh yom ha'din asher aleihem nosach. And let all the ministers and all the kings and princes of the nations of the world, let them tremble that the day of their judgment has arrived. And that all of their rishus, all of their evil and their wickedness that they have caused for the Jewish people will be suddenly thrown into darkness, and everything and all that they've tried to do will be erased. And one nation will rise up against another nation, and will be at war with another nation. V'ruach me'eis Hashem oisem yischov, and the wind will come from Hashem and carry them away. And zeh yisad ben ha'ovim, to lift them and to take them between the clouds, v'inakfeyu haram, and they will be destroyed by the lightning, by the thunder. V'zeh b'shol tachtis, another one of these nations, of these of these enemies of Jews, of these anti-Semites, will be thrown to the lowest hell, Yashki of Hashem Yisraf, and will be burnt over there. And from the four corners of the world will come a wind. And all of these will be taken and thrown into the ocean in these waves. And all the evil will be burnt away. With the boiling of the tears of Jews, the ocean of Jewish tears will burn away all suffering. With the tears. And then suddenly there will be a silent, still voice that will be heard in the heart of every Jew. And that voice will say, wait for the footsteps of Mashiach. Why is there silence? Who is it that is able to control these last moments, that screaming, that crying, to carry out what needs to be carried out? How is it possible that after so many storms and after so many wars, Kulum is based on Nugehim Shav, where everybody goes back, all the angels, all the others go back to their places? Or how is it possible that the enemies, that the Goyim, that those who torment us, after all these wars, they go back to their homes and they live in peace? V'nachni Yisrael atzar v'seinu v'delusenu, and only the Jews are left in their misery. Kulum smeichim v'anu b'yishim. They're all rejoicing, and we're humiliated. Rubam, Bayarus and Medinas Nesashu, most of them living in towns and cities, wealth. V'nachnu ba'ini v'yogan, and we continue in poverty and in suffering. On the Shema kol b'chias, please Hashem, hear the voice of our tears. Rachim no'alecha, Rabbi Shalom, have compassion upon yourself. Kivyochol, v'aleinu b'necha v'avadecha, and upon us, your children and your servants. And from the darkness of our distance from you, bring us near to you. Hein like tahar, no, it's true we haven't yet purified ourselves. Kirak al chatov yischaris ta'ish. And each one is true. The only thing that we regret in life, what we regret most, is our sins. Val pshov yoshuv, and we want to return, we want to do tshuva. Ulfanecha ator, shagamba malachecha atarim tosim tehila. Miyuchla tahar, the truth is, how could any one of us be purely? How could any one of us be really purified before you? Even the angels are trembling, and even the angels are constantly singing to you and afraid of you. Who of us was worthy to be pure and to get close to you? But what about these days, these oceans of our tears? As kol atzmuseinu adloy tavanu b'mikvei lejdei and nishmaseinu l'taharinu. Haven't we yet toiled ourselves? Don't you think we've immersed ourselves in the oceans of our tears and our tzaris and our suffering? Don't you think yet that we've entered into the mikvahs of the tears of our neshamas? We haven't yet become purified. Isn't every Jew at the time that with bitterness he pours his heart out to you? And what about the times that his heart is melting before you in joy? As Kulei Lefanechem Avatel, he negates his entire being in your presence, Hashem. And you know that when a Jew is dancing, that he wishes inside of himself to erase any wrong thought. He wants to reject anything bad within himself. He wants to remove even the slightest dust of separation that's keeping us apart. You know this is true, Hashem, even though afterwards we might fall back into problems. But you know this time that we're dancing, we're filled with that truth. Hakol atam molei or kedusha. Right now, everything is filled with light and with holiness. V'skol atzmi bor hazeh hinini mashlich. And I throw my entire essence into this light. Ve'im gam tvila seinu zu b'mekvo seilu. Chas Hashem la'olse lefi arkeinu likarveinu. Are you going to reject these mikvahs that we've immersed in? These mikvahs are not going to rise before you. You're not going to bring us near. Hashem, we trust in your righteousness. We'll be shuascha anu smeichim. We should be zeicher, as Hashem, we should be zeicher to to review, to go over, to bring into ourselves with these tefillahs. This tefillah is a tefillah of the whole galus of the Jewish people. It's a tefillah that should be said. That should be said and by every Jew and by Rabbim, people who are far from serving Hashem. How could it be that a Jewish heart wouldn't melt from to be able to have access into the neshama of such a person? That he made himself bare before people like us. That he made himself available to us in such a way that in these last generations that there hasn't been a tzaddik like this that has spoken in such a way. You don't see such a thing, but from any tzaddik. And what he lived through, when he was living through, and he anticipated living through. So I believe with all of my heart that this is a tefillah that's going to lead us to Mashiach, and this is the tefillah that years ago when I finished this little kuntras and I finished saying this tefillah and learning this tefillah and saying it, that when I decided that we would call the shul Eish Kodesh, it was from this tefillah that Eish Kodesh was born. So Hashem Yisbarach should help us that we should be zeichet to tovel to immerse ourselves in the mikveh of the Rebbe's tears. We should be zeichet to have a mikveh also. A mikveh that shouldn't be from tears, a mikveh that's from good water. Water that purifies us and will bring us back to Hashem, the tshuva shleima, that we should be zeichet mit Hashem for the gula shleima v'hamitis.